I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ecuador's massive 7.8 magnitude quake left a trail of destruction. The transportation network was destroyed, which leaves survivors with no means of reaching hospitals or even fresh water. Mission Aviation Fellowship's disaster response manager, John Woodbury.
The Minister of Health asked MAF to do a medical evacuation flight for some kids with head trauma from the earthquake. And so we did that flight yesterday. And currently today, we're helping get some Samaritan's Purse first response teams into the area to also assess bringing in a larger flight with a kind of a remote medical setup to help people with medical injuries and other things from the earthquake.
There's so much suffering following this disaster. So let's pray for God's love and strength for those who've been affected. In a constantly changing world, leaders have to adjust rapidly in order to do their job effectively. Well, the same is true for leaders wanting to use their lives to share the gospel. Ken Yonke of Global Advance introduces their new project focused on this topic.
We launched our Next Gen initiative with the goal to help train millennials to lead and contribute their voice to the Great Commission globally, realizing that there's a great need to equip and prepare for the next generation service on the front lines.
In order to develop the right training and tools, Global Advance has to gather information on what kinds of challenges that face young leaders today. They're sending out a survey to youths everywhere. You can start helping today by praying for Global Advance and their impact on future leaders who are longing to spread the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.